Two more agencies recently announced they'll be offering buyouts of employees. Who are they? What do the buyouts look like? We have more from Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler.
Those two agencies are the United States Postal Service and the Government Printing Office. So let me break these down for you one by one. The Postal Service is offering buyouts and early outs to 3,000 postmasters. And so the selected employees are going to have until about August 18th to decide if they want to take this buyout. And then they're going to have to leave the agency by the end of the fiscal year. Now, the buyout is about $10,000. Those who don't take the buyout, however, are going to face a reduction in force come January. So it looks like you've got two choices. You either
10,000 or not.
Right, 10,000, or you work for a few more months and then you take this you are forced to face a reduction in force come January. Now, the Postal Service does say this is maybe perhaps the silver lining for folks who do still want to work with the Postal Service. People who don't take the buyout and will be forced with this to face this RIF come January, the Postal Service says it's going to try and help these people find other jobs in the Postal Service. Now, whether or not it has 3,000 jobs, you know, other jobs for people to take is up for debate maybe, but says, you know, and whether or not those people would be qualified for other jobs within the Postal Service is also a question.
So is 3,000 all of the postmasters and they want, or is that just a subset of the whole?
That's a good question. This is a larger piece of the Postal Service's post plan, and this has been that plan that they've been working on for 2 years now to reduce the size of the postal workforce, to cut back on the number of facilities that the post office has. As you remember, last year, the big thing that got everybody talking was the reduction of in hours at some post offices. Mm-hmm. Some post offices went from 8 hours to being open 4 hours, from 4 hours being open 2 hours, things like that. So this is all a part of that larger effort, and so this is just the next step in that process.
Okay, so we're back in the buyout business, also at the GPO. What's going on there?
So that now this agency wants to reduce the size of its workforce by about 100 people. Now, that's about 5% of its current workforce. They're going to be offering buyouts that are worth up to $25,000. And the reason we say up to $25,000 is because GPO says that the actual payment per person is going to be calculated by some kind of formula. GPO is going to pay for these buyouts using current funding, and all of those payments must be made by Q1 of fiscal 2015. Now, by our count, this brings the total number of agencies that have offered buyouts this year to 11. You know, we might not know about some of the other ones that are going on in some of the smaller agencies out there or some of the smaller offices. So we do urge people to email us and let us know if they have heard of, if there have been buyouts at their agency that aren't on our buyout guide, which you can find at federalnewsradio.com. It will be interesting to see what happens with these buyouts in the next year. You know, is this maybe a little taste of what we're to see more of in 2015?
Hard to tell. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that they were all announced last week when mm-hmm. it was the 4th of July week and things were a little bit slower, people not around so much, but now they're back at, you know, the first of the full work week.
Right.
And so now they'll find out that information.
Yeah. And, you know, 2013 and 2014 were pretty quiet on the buyout front. We've done buyout guides for a few years now, but we actually skipped doing one in 2013 because the number of buyouts were slim to none. So we actually didn't even put one together. But it'll be interesting to see now if this trend in 2015 continues. You know, we saw, like we said, 11 agencies in 2014. Are we going to see more than that in 2015?
Julia Ziegler is Federal News Radio's web manager. Now that we're back to a full week, Congress is back in town. They did have a field hearing last week, right before the 4th of July, when they went down to Texas, mm-hmm. the House Homeland Security Committee. They wanted to take a look at what's going on at the border crossing down there. They had a nearby college. So what's the agenda looking like coming up?
Well, good question, Tom. So the big question I think that's on a lot of federal managers and federal employees' minds is what's going to happen with the budget. Now, obviously, sequestration put some caps in place and set out a two-year budget setup. However, the individual actual budget bills still need to be accomplished. So what is going to happen when they get back is questionable. The end of the fiscal year is September 30th. I pulled some numbers for you, Tom. The Senate between now, Monday, and the end of the fiscal year, September 30th, the Senate is in session for 37 days.
So that's 3 months, basically. They have 37 days they work out of
37 working days, that's right. And the House has 26 voting days left on its calendar. So not a lot of time.
They were doing so much progress, though, earlier on, you know,
yeah,
a few months back.
Right, absolutely. So we'll see what happens here. There have been a few bills passed on, you know, on each side of the aisle. So we'll see what happens. Our own Jack Moore is going to be looking into this this week. And so stay tuned to federalnewsradio.com. He's going to have a big kind of budget layout guide for you. And you can check that out, see where your agency's budget bill is in this process.
And where's that 1% pay raise?
Yeah, that's a good question. So here's what we know. What we know is that the bill that would normally contain language that either says, no, yes, you can get, you know, feds will be given a 1% pay raise, or no, there is no money in the budget for a 1% pay raise. There's nothing. There's no language. So what that means is that at this point, as long as no language would be added saying, no, you can't have a 1% pay raise, then the president's
discretionary power.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which
goes
he's not loath to use, we are finding out.
As we know, yes. And so that's what would happen. Then feds would get that 1% pay raise.
It's kind of like that old Saturday Night Live. I mean, really old. Was it Saturday Night Live or one of the old comedy shows? Nobody told me that I couldn't get a raise, so I did.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. As usual.
And one other thing just to mention that people should be on the lookout for today. Jack Moore, again, he's put out the second piece in his series on morale within certain segments of the federal community. And what he's looking at today is the morale of the LGBT community. A few months back, he looked at the morale of veterans and why the morale of veterans tends to be lower than other feds. And it's the same thing with the LGBT community. So we urge people to check out his story. Very interesting stuff. He's spoken to a lot of people. So check it out.